It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden. Earlier this week, on Monday morning, the leader of the ACT Party, David Seymour, tweeted out the vaccine access code for Māori. This allows Māori people to receive the COVID-19 vaccine at whānau order locations without needing to book in advance. The code was sent by Māori health provider Te Whānau o Waiparea through email to its clients as part of a push to lift Māori vaccination rates that are less than two-thirds of the non-Māori vaccination rate. David Seymour has been put under scrutiny since tweeting this email. However, he stands by his tweet and believes that the access code divides New Zealanders against one another. Other politicians from the Māori and the Green parties disagree and say that this decision from David Seymour to tweet the access code has resulted in putting people's lives at risk. Zazie began by speaking with ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden to hear her opinion on the tweet and hear whether she believes it was harmful. Here they are now.
Do you support David Seymour's decision to tweet the Māori vaccine code?
Well, I think we have to take a step back here and ask why this seems to be such a problem for people. I mean, if anything, he's helped promote and give more people the code that was already being shared by many different groups on Facebook. I don't think this is an issue of David sharing the code, which was already being publicly available. It's really a question of why was this code generated at all? And I think it was divisive because it was showing that the government, which currently has an agenda which wants to compartmentalize people based on their race, wants to do so again for vaccine rollouts. And I think for people who have been unable to get their own bookings, who have been turning up to cancelled bookings, or have been seeing their bookings being pushed further out, it's just infuriating for those types of people to see that others are being sent a code specific for priority based on their race.
The Māori are the most at-risk population in the country for COVID-19. Do you not see it as fair to give them this code as a way of bumping up the numbers, trying to reach or meet that of Pākehā numbers for vaccinations?
I think it's quite infantilizing to Māori people to say that they are the most at risk based on their race, because we know that that's not true. The virus does not discriminate based on race. You know, if the virus is in a person, it doesn't look around and say, you know, who's the next person I'm going to target? I've got a white person, I've got a Māori person here. I'm only going to spread further into the Māori populace. That is just not true. It doesn't.
People actually disagree with that and say that the virus does discriminate, though, because according to an RNZ article, the New Zealand Medical Journal has found that after controlling for age and underlying conditions, Māori and Pacific people have 2.5 times and 3.06 times higher odds of being hospitalised for contracting COVID-19 than other ethnicities.
The issue here is the vaccine rollout, the whole reason behind it is so that we don't see huge amounts of hospitalisation needing ICU capacity, which we don't have in New Zealand. That's been the whole reason for the lockdowns too. But if you take vaccination as a strategy to help keep as many New Zealanders as safe as possible, the argument is that we want all New Zealanders to have access to the vaccine, and it shouldn't be that people are being prioritised just based on their race, because we want vaccinations for all New Zealanders.
But the system already prioritises people. It prioritises people with cars, with enough gas to wait in line for hours, for people who have those hours to spare to wait in line, people who work from home, people with data, all those people.
The virus is spread through all communities, not just Māori communities. And in fact, if we have more New Zealanders in general vaccinated, that is ultimately safer for all people, including Māori populations. So to have just one group being said that we need to raise up their levels doesn't in fact keep all New Zealanders safe. If all Pākehā New Zealanders are vaccinated and all Māori New Zealanders are vaccinated, that's how we get to be a country where New Zealanders won't need higher rates of hospitalisation, but to say that the virus itself discriminates and picks people based on their race is just untrue.
Tami Here has said that the priority code had nothing to do with skin colour, but rather institutional problems that saw Māori at a population level with higher rates of deprivation. What do you say to this?
Well, I would say that the problem with the vaccine rollout so far is that if Māori are not turning up to get a booking, then having a vaccination code is hardly going to help. There has to be a want and a need to have a vaccine in the first place. So I think there probably is a need for more education in all populations to make sure that people know that the vaccine is safe and that it is readily available and people should take it up. But what could probably have been better, if we just take the whole vaccine rollout, is that it shouldn't have been done through centralization through the Ministry of Health. And I think that's been the fault with the vaccine rollout in general, that it's just taken too long. And if we had had more vaccines out in the population before we had this Delta outbreak in the community, our populations may have been safer. But what really could have helped local communities is actually having GPs on board, because GPs are the people at the front of communities who know who in their community has a higher health risk, who has comorbidities, who has a bunch of other health factors that may see them end up needing hospitalization if they were to get sick. I think that's the way that the rollout should have been targeted at people, rather than basing it on people's race, because it's those health needs and that front-facing communication with GPs, people within their community who know who are most at risk, rather than just lumping people into groups and saying, just because you're Pākehā, just because you're Pacific, just because you're Asian, these are the effects for you. I think gross generalization is what people have been finding divisive.
So do you not see this tweet as putting people's lives at risk?
Absolutely not. This code was being shared on Facebook, on other social media platforms.
But do you think that it's different?
It actually from help the uptake of Māori people wanting to use the code and go out and use it.
But coming from the leader of the ACT Party and sharing this tweet with the public, do you not see that as harmful, especially for the Māori community? Do you plan to try and earn that trust back from those communities? Because at the moment, a lot of people are upset with this tweet.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are also upset at being grouped and generalised because of their race. I mean, you look at the ACT Party, we have 30% of our MPs who are Māori. Not one of them disagrees with putting this tweet out there. In fact, if you listen to anybody who's not on Twitter, we are just saying what other people are thinking. And for people of Māori descent who have reached out to us, they're saying it's infantilizing to be told that we're too stupid to get a booking. And I think we have to stop with this divisive rhetoric that comes from government that lumps people into different groups based on their race and tells them you're worse off than other people, you're better off than other people, we should be having different systems for you. We see this happening with the different separate Māori health authority versus other health authority. And once you start dividing people based on race, it starts to become extremely unfair. Where is the priority access code for Asian people? Where is the priority access code for Pacifica people? Where is it for Indian people? It is extremely divisive to have a priority access code based on one race, and it's very infantilizing to say that a whole group of people can't figure out a system.
So will the ACT Party be reviewing David Seymour's actions in any way? Because he put one of the country's most vulnerable communities at risk and undermined the government's vaccination strategy.
Absolutely not. David can speak for himself on why he put out his tweet, and that's really a question for David. But I don't see anything that's wrong. But of course, if you'd like to look at something else that popped up on Twitter over these last few hours, which definitely won't get as much pushback, would be a tweet from a Greens Party candidate. And I'd encourage people to go and look at that and see which one of these would be more harmful under the proposed government's hate speech law, because that's the divisive rhetoric that we're seeing in the community being pushed by other people. The ACT Party stands up for the humanity of all people and wants to see vaccines for all people. We want to encourage people to keep New Zealand safe, keep their families and communities safe by getting the vaccine, but we disagree that people should be prioritised based on their race.
That was the ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden speaking with Sazi about David Seymour's tweet that displayed the Māori vaccine code. That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.